Hey everybody, and welcome back to Penguin Fringed Abyss. Tonight we're playing Star Frontiers. This is our SEAL team Blob, a very highly trained.
Highly.
Emphasis on high, not on trained.
Moderately trained.
Yes.
Well trained.
They know which end of the gun goes towards the bad guy most of the time.
99%.
That's why I don't use a gun that often.
Let's go around the table and introduce your characters, and then I will do a quick recap.
Hey everybody, it's Gabe. Rude. Hey everybody, it's Gabe. I'm playing Johnny Blobbo. Still can't figure out how to do that Blobbo voice, but that's fine.
Blobbo voice or the Johnny
voice? The Johnny voice. I'm your walking battery. That's really it.
Yep, and he's also the leader of this schmuck
hole. I am the leader of this schmuck hole. That's true.
He forgot.
Colonel Johnny Blobbo. That's it. Colonel Blobbo.
You look at your sleeve, Colonel.
Oh fuck! Right. Why did I get promoted?
I'm Chris. I'm playing Captain Rick O'Shea, the pilot.
That's all he's good for.
It really is.
Probably the one that has the most brain cells of 0.52. Brain cells.
I'm Josh.
I don't know, that took a lot of brain cells.
I'm playing Glupulon Scopes Trimethylene. I'm the sniper. I'm also the demo guy. And I got an itchy trigger boy.
What the fuck is a trigger boy?
No, I'm addressing you and I'm calling you boy. And I'm telling you I have an itchy trigger.
You should get that looked at by a doctor.
If your trigger...
Do we have a doctor in the team?
We actually don't.
Oh no.
Your trigger is itchy for more than 4 hours.
I can kind of patch you up. I have medical, too.
I think we all have, at least medical.
I'm quite proud of what I've done here.
Medical, too.
Yep, same.
All right. If you can't tell by my dulcet tones, I'm John.
Dulcet tones?
Follow the soothing sound of my voice.
As always, forever, I'm playing Major Mitochondria, the powerhouse of the cell.
I thought you were going to say the powerhouse of this team, but that's fine.
We are a cell.
Yeah, true.
We are a cell, that's true.
A very dysfunctional one, nonetheless.
I have two hammers. I literally ripped a thing apart last session.
With your bare hands in a garage door.
Yeah. Bare hands in a garage door. Rip that shit apart.
Seen straight from a horror movie.
Only in Star Frontiers.
Yep.
Bare hands in a garage door. So, when last we left our intrepid heroes, they were descending upon the planet of Ares. Actually, it's a moon of Ares. Moon of Moonworld, because...
The world's got a lot of moons.
Yeah, 1980s sci-fi.
Ares is the name of this moon.
Thank you.
No problem.
Of Moonworld.
The party has been tasked with infiltrating a highly secured facility on the planet to secure one of the UPF's greatest treasures, the Stargate.
Someone else made it.
Yeah.
His name was Tim. He's kind of a dick.
So, upon landing on Moonworld, there was some excitement and some explosions as they infiltrated a house over here that apparently is more than meets the eye.
We haven't infiltrated it.
Yeah, well, that's fine.
There's death. There's bad smelling gas in there.
Yeah, attempted to infiltrate.
Hey, I'm sorry. It was some good curry.
There was a, it's clearly a metal building, or a hardened building, that is made to look like a wooden cabin, basically. There was a strange creature that was pumping a odd yellowish gas into the building. Over on the other side of the compound, there was four garages. One was blown up. One was... opened with where there was another one of those parasite things that was ripped in half by John's strunk back. Then there was another building with a fancy sports car. And the fourth building has some sort of, for lack of a better term, hive of things growing inside of it. There was some attempts to get in there, attempts to retrieve one of the cocoons, which, if I'm remembering correctly, you successfully did.
Yes.
And then you set it on fire, and screams happened.
Oh, and I learned about the I learned how to make a anti-nerve agent to the nerve gas.
Yes.
Important detail.
Could be useful.
It could, in fact, be useful.
Quite.
I can also synthesize the nerve gas, too.
So, at this point, you guys are all hanging out outside of this fourth garage, staring down at a what the fuck.
Yes.
Is there still fire going?
Oh, yeah. Totally. It's
still fire, still screams?
The screams have probably died down after about, you know, 2 or 3 minutes.
It's beautiful. Is it a boy or a girl?
You don't know. It doesn't appear to have any discernible anatomy that you're aware of.
It doesn't matter. It's on fire now.
Like the thing in front of us.
It's on fire now.
Oh, we pulled the thing out of the garage and set it on fire?
I don't recall you guys ever setting this specimen on fire.
Yeah, that's what I was talking about.
I don't see genitals.
Well, I get to name it.
Okay.
I'm just calling.
I call it a Rickian.
I'm calling dibs right now. I get to name it.
I just named it.
No.
But he has dibs.
Boys, the mission.
What mission?
Oh, right. All right. So
we have a young ward in our charge now. We have new responsibilities.
First things first, we kill the kid.
I don't think it's a kid. I don't even think it's alive.
Well, he called it the young ward.
I think it's technically alive.
We can't do that. It's illegal. Killing a baby.
No, I totally agree with Mike here. It's we should totally kill the kid.
What? No.
You're outranked, soldier.
Oh. No. I was going to give Rizix a friend. Why are you telling me to?
That's an order.
No. You got to serve your time with this son.
Just like old Blobber.
Oh. Old Blobber. I love that movie. Okay, fine. If it's got to be done, I'm going to do it. And I beat it to death with my hammer.
Okay.
I don't turn it on, I just hit it.
Okay. I mean, it was dead already, but that's okay. Because you get splattered with...
I cry the whole time.
It's okay.
We had to do this. He had to get over his fear. We're going to have to kill a lot of these things.
So much.
You get splattered with, like, a bluish blood?
Blue was his favorite color.
It's the only one he knew.
Make sure that doesn't actually touch your skin, that blue stuff.
I mean, it does.
Oh.
You should check that stuff in the environmental kit.
What? Oh, okay.
That's unfortunate.
Do I have one? I do.
You
do.
Yeah, you have the fucking...
only one.
The, I remember correctly, it's like a dust buster.
Yeah. I Swiffer myself.
Okay. What is it?
What is what?
The blue stuff.
It's blood.
Oh,
for this thing.
Oh, no!
But the point is, it's not like...
Swimming with Sathar baby makers.
That will latch onto our skin or hurt us in some way.
Make an environmental check. Half intuition plus environmental times 10.
I'm already emotionally traumatized. So
minus 10.
Okay.
That's fair.
No. Wait, half intuition plus what?
Environmental
times 10.
No.
Okay. No, it clearly detects Sathar DNA,
mm-hmm.
But it doesn't detect any, like, parasites or anything that's, you know, an actual organism within it.
We could have raised him to be one of the good guys. He could have been the bridge between our people.
No.
No.
I grab the body.
Not happening.
I throw it in the fire.
No.
Oh, funeral. It's a funeral fit for a king.
It's goopy.
He's burning with his family.
It's really goopy, Chris.
We did good.
It's fine. It's gonna burn in a second. We did good things here.
Hey,
it'll burn well if it's
goopy. You should clean the rest of that blood off. Yeah,
it's Sathar. It needs to die.
Okay. All right. I request R&R. I've been through a lot.
Nope. Go into the house.
You get five. All right.
Take five.
One, take five.
Two, three, four.
All right, you're good,
five.
Buddy.
Take all five, right. Son.
Oh, right. I feel so much better. Oh.
Glad to hear it.
Scott. Okay.
All right, boys. So, we have a few things to accomplish here. I have a list of them.
I made a bulleted list.
I did.
Yeah, let's go find the Stargate.
We need to find the Stargate.
Yeah.
Yep.
Where is it?
That direction, towards
the
base.
Yeah. Wait, this isn't the base?
No.
I thought this was the base.
No.
We landed away from the base, because otherwise the guns would shoot us down.
I thought this was the base.
Oh, yeah. We have to figure out how to get in the base.
Yeah.
That was our problem.
Oh.
We blow a hole in the wall, and we walk in, guns blazing.
There's
it's not that hard.
Like 100 Sathar organisms.
We just keep shooting until we don't see anything moving.
I don't know if I have that much
ammo. I feel like we're outgunned.
Not to mention running out of ammo. Just keep shooting until everything stops moving.
Listen,
I could just imagine someone grabbing a laser pistol, hooking it up to Gabe's nipple, and just having him do jumping jacks in the background to charge the battery while they're just shooting Sam.
I can see it.
Yeah.
I can see it vividly.
Welcome to Bio Batteries.
In my mind's eye. Were we talking about doing drones or something?
We were going to make a drone.
Okay.
Yeah,
land in there and blow them up.
If I remember correctly,
I like that.
Chris mentioned something about making a tech kit out of this stuff.
Yeah, I wanted to make... Yeah.
You remember that.
But you said I couldn't.
Yeah, I think
that.
What we determined is so long as we were here, we could have a tech kit, but we could not make one and take it with us.
Yes, that is
okay.
In fact what I think I should.
Well, should we do that?
All right. Absolutely. So,
there's also this building.
Yes, we haven't gone behind it.
The pressure has dissipated. Given the fact that there's now two holes, the big, you know, you literally blew the door off of the front of this place, and there's the high window on the, where's my compass? Did I write a compass on this stupid map? Yeah, we're gonna call this the east side.
Sure.
I think it's underneath the,
on the east side of the building.
Surface.
No. Oh. Nope. Never mind.
I don't think you made a compass.
Whatever. That's north now. Josh, you're now north.
I'm north.
It's perspective to Jason. Got
yes,
it.
It's perspective to me because I'm the GM.
you're
on the east side of the building, there's a hole in the window that the creature was on. Mm-hmm. So this is dissipating. And also there is a backyard with a row of trees, which I believe Gabe figured out last time, that it's not actually trees, like, all the way around. Like, you can't actually get through it. There's like a wall or a fence or something.
Mm-hmm. And is there still black smoke rising from this?
There is, yes. Okay. There's something in the very center of this that is rising. And when I say black smoke, it is like thick black smoke, like burning oil black smoke.
Okay.
All right.
Mike, how about you and I put on some actual airtight suits, helmets, what's it called?
Helmets?
Space suits. And actually go in there and investigate it. And you guys finish the setup for your tech thingy.
It's already there.
Make the drones.
Make a drone?
We don't have the materials to make the drones.
We have a car.
You have a car.
we blew up the car!
No.
We did blow up the car.
The wheels are melted, but we have a car.
We did blow up the car.
Wait, what?
Yeah.
When did that happen?
Car gone. Last episode on Yu-Gi-Oh!
We literally drove it into the hive.
It melted.
We blew it up.
Salvage stuff from the ship.
The ship? I can do that.
No! We need the ship.
I thought we did have the parts to make it if
no,
we salvage the motorcycle bike.
Yeah, we can take a motorbike apart.
We're not taking one of the motorbikes apart.
What about the sidecar?
We don't have a sidecar.
We don't?
No.
How many motorbikes do we really need?
No, we can't do that.
Well, either way, boys, some of us is going to have to go in there. We're going to need to put our space bags out. I'll also volunteer.
Oh, I'm staying out here.
All right, sounds good. All right, Mike, let's do this. We run over and get our space suits on.
Okay.
I'm going to follow them, and I'm going to grab a hover bike.
The hover bike's already out, and they're already over here.
Yeah, they're already...
Oh, well, then I'm grabbing...
I brought them all with me.
I'm grabbing my hover bike.
Okay.
And I'm just floating it over to the thing so it's close.
Okay, so...
Can two of us ride on one hover bike?
No. Uncomfortably. I don't think so.
Colonel Blabba, what are you doing?
I saw this in a movie once.
What movie?
The Blob Strikes Back?
Excuse me, I think you mean the Phantom Blobmas.
Oh, yeah, that was it.
We should write these things down beforehand.
We really should.
So you guys go back to the space suits, or the spaceship, grab your vac suits.
Yep.
In order to do this, you're going to need to take off your suit and your screen.
Cool, I only have the screen.
Okay.
Yeah, I have a tack vest, but alright, that's fine.
That counts as a suit.
Yeah, no. Alright, I'll take it off.
Okay, and what are you guys going to be armed with? And I will also caution you guys that they are not
meant for
Drawlocytes suits.
So because I don't have enough hands, I will leave one sonic hammer at the ship.
Okay.
And I will take a sonic hammer and my plasma rifle.
I'll beam rifle and...
Pulse rifle.
I was gonna say, when did you get a plasma rifle?
We can still have holsters on their suit, right?
Yeah.
At least for a sidearm?
The one weird thing about this, Gabe, is the fact that since your bio battery is, like, literally connected to your skin,
mm-hmm.
I'm not sure if you want an airtight fit.
I don't think I could do that. Unless I could connect it to the vac suit directly, and then from the vac suit...
Yeah, there's no power
on the back
on
suit.
The back suit.
That literally doesn't make sense, actually, if you think about it. But anyway.
It's got input.
Just put a little hole right here, and then put a seal on it.
Anyway, I have enough ammo, like, in just raw cartridges. That
raw SCU clips?
Yeah.
Okay, we'll sounds good.
So.
Alright, so, Josh, you get your bike, and you bring it back over here?
Yes, and I'm going to begin salvaging stuff to build a drone.
Okay, so what is your technician?
2.
Okay. So
I also have Starship Engineering 1 if I could, like, buddy those together.
Possibly, but... So you go into...
And Robotics 1.
You go into the building with the, where the car used to be.
I'm just gonna... beep, 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 back my bike just into the garage.
That's fine. You go in, and you're looking around, and you're just like, okay, well, you grab, like a torch or something like that. Like a cutting torch to, like, start cutting, you know, I don't know, pieces off of a vehicle or something.
Sure.
So, you grab it, and something is immediately not right when you grab the cutting torch. It's a lot lighter than you expected it to be.
It's just like the butane is low. Sure, that's got to be what it is.
Well, you kind of like click it and it doesn't turn on. And you notice after looking at it that this thing is plastic. Like it's not a real cutting torch. You throw it out to the ground, it clatters to the ground.
I grab another random tool. I grab a spanner.
Okay. The
closest spanner I find.
You grab a spanner, and it's also extremely
I try and, like, take a nut off the bike.
Yeah, it breaks, because it's plastic.
Bitch! I throw all the tools on the ground.
Okay.
I trash the place.
Basically, what you find out is that all of the tools in this garage are, like, for show. They're all fake.
Props, if you will.
They're props, yes.
Sir, we have a problem.
After I just get done kicking.
Yeah, you guys, you and the Major and the Colonel are probably just about to kick the door open.
Okay.
What's the problem?
The people on this planet couldn't make tools for shit. They're all plastic.
What?
Plastic tools,
Who makes tools out of plastic?
Nobody, unless...
I mean, if it's a hyper, useless. like a high-density plastic or something, maybe.
Yeah, are they really nice plastics? Like, really hard?
Did one break?
Yeah.
Oh, not a hard plastic, bad. Yeah.
So. Yeah, you actually look at them, and there's, like, molding stamps on them. And they're actually made by, like...
Acme Corporation.
Yeah, they're actually made by a well-known toy manufacturer.
Toys,
Uncle Bloopy's Toy Shack.
Son of a bitch, Chris, you're out here, and you just see like wrenches and spanners and shit just start flying out of this garage.
Way farther than they should. No. Yes. The weight that they are, and the wind starts.
Wasn't so sad that he's so angry. This would almost be funny. No, it's funny.
So it sounds like they're all props.
They're all, they're toys.
What is this, a garage for children?
I don't know. I don't think anything we found here is for children.
Unless we make a plastic drone, this isn't going to work.
The car was real enough.
Yeah, the car was real, wasn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Wait a second. What if this was like...
a movie shoot? I was thinking the same thing.
I was thinking like they just built this house, they were trying to sell it.
Are we unpunked? We loved Ashton Kutcher.
Well, what if this was on like House Flippers or something like that? I mean, none of that stuff is real.
All right.
Oh, is this HGTV?
God, oh, no.
I'm really hoping it's punk now.
I'm glad we blew up that building. Now.
I run out of the garage into the other one right next to it, and I check it. Like,
okay.
Was in that one? Like, what?
Nothing.
Oh, just like an empty space?
I mean, there's benches and stuff. There appears to be like a vehicle lift.
Oh, okay.
Like you'd find in like a mechanic garage and stuff.
Yeah,
like
I just start throwing shit.
Okay.
On the ground.
Give me a perception check.
No.
Okay.
No.
Yeah. No. All the tools in here appear to be fake as well.
Oh, man.
Find anything? I see a lot of things getting thrown.
Ah. Nothing useful. No.
I'm gonna
I'm
go.
I'm finding nothing.
I'm gonna go join Scopes and try to calm him down.
Okay.
It's okay, buddy.
So, John, you're
it's
gonna...
okay.
What is this, a center breach? Ants?
Yep.
Okay. Do you have a environmental kit?
No, I don't.
You don't? Okay. So, you walk in. Your suit appears to be working nominally. The foyer of the building appears to be pretty, normal. It may be a little Spartan. There's no, like, you know, paintings on the walls or anything like that. But the foyer appears to be pretty, like, there's a table. It looks like a house. What?
It's a young Grecian warrior in here.
A young what?
A young Grecian warrior.
What's a Grecian warrior?
A little Spartan.
Oh. Huh. Would you look at that?
But, walking in about maybe 5 or 6 feet, you notice that there is a open, like, glass double airlock door. Like you would find in, like, you know, a shopping mall or something like that.
Huh.
Continuing on.
Yes.
You notice that the main room of this building is very large. And it appears to contain lots of, you know, computers, mainframes, screens, servers, all sorts of stuff like that. Several of the monitors are on, and there is a stairwell. Let me draw it. So, basically, this right here is the airlock door. This whole area, the main majority of the house... is this big server tech lab, maybe? You're not entirely sure. There's a exit out the other way, and it's a nice, like, double door, like a door wall.
Can I see through it?
Glass door wall. Okay. I'll get to that in a second. And over on the eastern portion of the building, there is a another door on the ground floor. And then there is a stairwell that goes up to a second floor.
I remember this building had 3 floors, correct?
Yes. But that's weird, too, because you also notice that there are... that this lab clearly goes up 2 stories. At least 2 stories.
Okay.
Interesting. The other thing that you notice is that there is no light coming in from any windows. There's very clearly windows on the outside, but there's no light coming into them.
One-way windows.
That's weird.
So, what would you like to investigate first?
I mean, I can see out the back door.
Yes. So, seeing out the back door, you notice that there appears to be a, it's sort of like an old, generator or something. It's a very old tech, powered by something or other, and it appears to be just billowing this black smoke. There appears to be a terminal or something connected to it. The inside of this patio area is like brick pavers, like stone brick pavers. You don't see any movement or anything inside of the house or outside.
Okay. What do you want to do, Colonel?
Let's go through the back and just check it out real quick.
All right.
Just go through the back?
Yep.
The doors just push open with a little effort. They're not locked or anything. And yeah, like I said, it's just a very large flat area. It actually does appear that there are off to the side, like propped up against the building. There is like a little maybe shed, or something. But then there's this thing that's billowing black smoke, but you're not entirely.
Yep.
How you doing, buddy?
I'll open the shed.
Feeling better.
And I'll look at the terminal for the generator.
Okay. Gabe, it is locked, but it just simply has like a little padlock on it or something like that.
Is it a master lock padlock? Can I just
You can probably just, you know, either hammer it open or just, you know, break it off with the gun.
I'll break it off.
Honestly, if you try to rifle butt it off, the lock doesn't break, but the little metal catch breaks because it's pretty cheaply made.
Jesus.
And you open it up and there's like lawn furniture in there, like patio furniture.
Does it look fake?
You kind of tap on it.
Watch out, it's made of plastic.
It's cheap.
It's super cheap.
It's cheap, but I mean, you're pretty sure that you could probably sit on it. But yeah, it's just neatly folded up over there.
I don't understand. Why are things this way?
It's one of life's great mysteries. Sometimes that's just how it be.
John, the panel, basically, it's a very simplistic panel. Looks like it's pretty damn old. And it is, it simply says, black keep away signal engaged.
Oh.
Black keep away signal?
What
the fuck's a keep away signal?
So, you know the black smoke?
Mm-hmm.
That's a keep away symbol.
What's the keep
symbol?
Away? That we should keep away
Why
from this area.
Why should we keep away from here?
What's it?
Probably because of the aliens.
What's it symboling us to keep away from?
The region that we're currently in.
Huh. Okay. That would make a lot of sense.
Okay.
Some of us have triggered this.
They're babies. They couldn't handle this. They're babies.
No. We need to keep this thing active and alive. If it's a signal...
Yeah, we don't want other people to mistake coming here.
Yeah. Or, worst of all,
there's
the Sathar knowing that we're here.
We killed everything here!
Yes, the Sathar knew someone was here.
That's true.
There's no danger.
We want the smoke to keep the Sathar away.
The computer's fully accessible. It's not like it's password protected or anything, so you can look up things on it.
Yeah, I'll look and see when it was triggered.
Yeah,
if I can.
Triggered.
Make it yellow.
There is a color control.
I'm not going to change it.
Do not change it. I would order you not to change it.
probably about a week ago is when it was triggered.
Oh.
In the timeline of the Sathar.
Was that when they lost contact?
No, you lost contact with them like more than 2 weeks ago.
Yeah.
Curious.
So they were probably holding out here for a little bit.
But where are the bodies?
Maybe they're part of that
burning
nasty alien shit.
Maybe there were screams. Maybe they were hiding in the pods.
Well,
all right, Colonel. Let's go search the rest of the house.
Sounds good.
All right, so there are a lot of computer terminals and computer gadgets and shit in this main room.
I will leave those for now.
Okay.
Yeah, let's just do the rest of the house.
Sweep the house first. Okay, do you want to go upstairs or downstairs?
Start with the first floor.
There's nothing here. Here, hop on my bike.
Wee!
This building, this door, it is locked and secured. It has, like, a key card scanner. And it is, it appears to be the same kind of, like, it's faux wood. But you kind of, like, knock on it with your hammer, and it's very clearly another one of these, like, reinforced metal doors.
Okay.
I test the air around the cabin. Is it safe for us to go in the cabin without the spacesuits?
The cab? You're over here.
They're driving over on a bike.
You could probably be in there it's dissipated quite a bit. If you were in there for an extended period of time, you'd probably need to make stamina rolls.
How long is it in a period of time?
More than 5-10 minutes.
Yeah.
Which we will do sweeping the house.
I'll post up out here if you want to go inside.
No, I'm good. I don't feel like dying.
Okay.
Wow. So we got a reinforced door. We blew up the last one. Do we want to blow this one up again?
We run the risk of blowing up the stairs next to it.
Yeah, might as well just sweep out the rest first.
Just be on the listen out.
Yep.
I can do a controlled explosion.
We'll get you in here in a second, Scopes.
The listen out.
Why don't you go get your suit on just to get ready?
I have a suit?
A back suit, yeah.
Oh. Okay.
I'm staying by the house this time. I'm not going in there.
So you're staying by the house and Josh is going to get his suit on?
Yeah. I guess we're going to go upstairs while we wait.
Okay.
Someone's got to be on the lookout.
Upstairs there also appears to be another one of those metal doors, but mm-hmm. this one is open slightly. It's not secured at all. Can you describe for the audience what you just did? Because it's an audio podcast.
I kicked the door open, comically, and then point with my gun in a hilarious
very
sideways tilt.
Okay, John.
Kill shot.
With a smirk on my face.
No, he's just waving it around like this, right. Moving his arm back and
forth. We're trained professionals, okay?
What
did you call me?
Trained professional.
Sir.
You note that the door, it's a heavy door, it's reinforced, mm-hmm. so it doesn't, like, fly off the hinges.
Naturally.
But it only opens maybe about 60 degrees before it hits something.
Does it squish?
Oh. Okay. I peek around the corner.
This room is trashed. It appears that this was once maybe a bunk room. There is maybe six, we'll say, bunk beds here. They're all in various states of, you know, tossed around, various states of disrepair. You turn around and look what's behind the door, and there appears to be a creature there. Obviously dead, or at least it's not moving. It has the same coloration and blood color that the creature that you just dissected over here does. Mm-hmm. It's small, probably no bigger than you as a Drolocyte. To be perfectly honest, it kind of looks like a Zergling, but with hands.
Clearly dead.
Yes.
Is this the same room, if I look around, that had the hole?
Yes.
Got it.
It's like that movie.
Yeah.
Lobbying.
The window here has been destroyed.
Right.
There's light from the light from the outside streaming through it. Hmm. You do a quick sweep, and you definitely see that there are bodies in here.
Human bodies?
Frontier bodies.
Okay.
A couple of humans, a couple of Yuzarians.
It's pretty packed.
Yuzarian.
And maybe a Rusk.
Mm. Okay.
No Drolocytes.
Hmm. That's good.
The bug killed the bug.
John, what are you doing? You just following him, or?
Yeah, I'm covering his six.
Okay.
What do you make of this? What do you make of what happened here?
Huh. So everyone died.
10-4 can confirm.
Yeah. So I'm betting this one. Killed some of them. Some of them killed it.
Yeah, how did the how does it look like it died from blaster fire? Or...
It looks like it was taken down with energy weapons specifically.
Okay. Okay.
Do we find any energy weapons
you do. In the room? You do. You find three like KE-1500 laser pistols, like the standard Star Frontiers laser pistols.
Well, at least there's ammo.
That's the thing, actually. You look at it, and it looks like all of the pistols are set to 10, which is the highest that a laser pistol goes. Two of the SCU clips are completely drained. One of the SCU clips has one 10 SCU shot in it left.
Okay.
And you see a couple of just strewn about SCU magazines, and they're all empty.
Wow, must have been a real firefight. Okay, that's not good.
Plug them into your nipple.
I have plenty of extra mags. It's not really a problem.
Don't just go start plugging strange batteries into your nipples. We've been over that.
Don't worry, they won't happen
again. Josh, you have your suit on.
He says I go back to the house, and
I mean, you're talking to somebody already.
Going inside to, and I have everything I need to plant an explosive, and I look around. All right, I'm here. Where's the boom going?
The door. Yeah.
Which door?
The one by the stairs.
Okay.
Don't blow it off yet. Just get ready.
I wasn't going to blow it off. I'm going to start working on it right now.
Okay, just don't make it go boom yet.
Okay.
Do I see any movement around us?
What's in the next room?
We made a lot of noise.
What's in the next room?
That's it. There's just one. This is one big room. It's one big room on top, one big room on the bottom.
Okay.
Or at least you assume that it's one big room
on the bottom. Okay, so, and then if I look up, the height is like, of the ceiling is pretty high in both.
Yes.
Okay.
It's
so clear that makes up your second story, your third story. Got it. All right.
Yeah,
so
that's and there's, you clearly saw three windows up here, but you only see one window up here.
Okay, so the rest are fake. Got it. All right. Mike, let's go look at the consoles.
All right.
Before you guys go head down.
Yeah.
Yep.
Josh, what are you doing?
I'm rigging it to blow.
Okay. Describe your explosion that you want here.
So, what kind of door is it?
It appears to be like a metal security door.
Yes.
That has like a faux wood finish on it.
Okay.
It opens on a hinge like a safe door, like a safe does. It's not like
okay,
but it's probably got like maybe two or three metal
prongs.
Yeah, like safe bars through it.
Okay, I take a little bit of TD-19 and I like string it out and I put it like where the hinges are. I take a look, step back. Put some over where, like, the mechanism, like, goes into the door jamb. Take a step back and look. get a reading of the wind.
It's inside.
Yeah. I string a little bit more on the sides, and on the top, on the bottom, and I take like a little bit of a, like a pea size and boop, put it right in the middle. Yeah, it's good.
So it makes like a frowny face?
Yeah, like it's a frowny face. Then I wired it all up, and I start spooling the wire away. I go outside the door, the front door, so I'm on the porch.
Boom, boom.
And I take out a detonator. Okay, I'm ready. Here we go.
Wait.
What? Wait.
Boom, boom, go!
We're still inside, buddy.
Why? There's a bomb in there.
We know. 1 second. What do we find on these terminals?
Josh, give me a,
give me an impulse control.
Half logic plus demolition stem.
25.
I think it was 65.
Yeah.
No.
How bad did you fail?
71 over 65, so I failed by 6.
Okay. Do you want odd or even?
Odd.
Even. Okay. So, how much explosives do you think you put on there?
Well, I'm down to 9 1/4. A kilogram of putty is about like this. So a quarter of it's like this. So I think I'm down to 9 kilograms.
So you just, so you just put a quarter K on it.
You put 250 grams on it.
Yeah.
It's not a lot.
50 grams is 5d10.
It's not enough. Got it.
Yeah, so I...
Alright.
25d10.
Alright, so... too much. John and Gabe, you guys are looking at these monitors. Uh-huh. The first thing that you notice immediately is that there are several monitors that are active. And they appear to be in looking over areas that you recognize. There are some that are over in these in the garages area. There are some that are scattered, what appear to be scattered around the inside of that forest area that you've got. There are a couple of cameras that are dead, like they're dead feeds, they're just feeding you static. And that's that. It appears that all of the camera feeds that you guys see are places that you've been relatively recently. So, like, since you guys got here. Mm-hmm. There's no cameras that are on
that aren't of locations that you guys have been specifically.
Except for the ones that are static, which you can probably guess or have been destroyed by your action somehow. There are camera feeds inside of here, outside of the outside on the patio, in the forest. There's a couple of them that appear to, that you can kind of guess that they'd be, you know, scattered around the grounds. Mm-hmm. Places that you've been, though.
Okay.
And there are several computer terminal stations around.
Can we get an idea of, like, who was here before us or anything like that?
Like
access IDs or users or anything.
Give me
like that,
a logic check.
I'm not terrible at those.
Would you want the computer kit?
Nope. Nope.
No. The operating system looks frontier-y.
Okay.
But other than that, you don't have any idea of any sort of logins or passwords or who or what was here. Okay.
That's fine. Anything in the cameras that we can see now, like movements or anything like that?
No, not particularly.
No hostile enemies hiding in the bushes, clearly viewing camera?
No, doesn't appear to be.
All right, looks good to me. What do you think, Mike?
Can I go back through the feeds?
Give me a logic plus computers test.
And if I don't have computers?
Then it's a logic test.
Okay. No.
Yeah, it's a very confusing system. You don't exactly understand. It might save it. You're not entirely sure. You're not terribly familiar with how these newfangled technologies work.
Do you guys know how to work computers? I mean, I know how to engineer a little.
Yeah, we're fine. What are you talking about? There's nothing here.
I mean, I'd like to see if we can go back through these feeds.
I guess that would be useful.
Both of you guys give me reaction speed tests.
No.
Nope.
Okay.
Man, why am I so bad at
rolling? I think the boom boom just went off.
Okay.
No, I wasn't given the order to yet.
All right, ready. I guess if we can get the Ricochet to come here with his computer kit and look at it if he wants.
Yeah.
I'm going to wait for the gas to not kill me.
I mean, just go get your vac suit.
I'm not putting on this vac suit.
Oh, I can just give you my vac suit.
Am I blowing the door or what?
Blow the door.
Blow the door.
Are you guys going to get out of the...
Yes, we're going to get out first.
I'll go in the back.
I wait. You go, Mike is...
Okay.
3, 2,
boom!
That's a big hole.
Yeah. You think you may have overestimated just a tad?
There's no such thing as overestimating in demolition.
John, the windows blow out?
That seems right. Well, it's venting faster now.
There's a shockwave.
So it's how many d10s?
Don't worry about damage.
Okay,
I'm just gonna assume that you guys got it.
Minimum damage.
Yeah. Yeah. So yeah, there's an earth shattering kaboom.
All right, music to my ears.
Dust and gas and glass and other bits.
Doors open.
I don't think there's a wall now.
Come shooting out of the, shooting out of both ends.
I cover my eyes.
All right, I
so
don't think
I put the environmental check.
Your space suit automatically have a polarization.
What? Come on, no.
Solid.
They're fine.
I'm going to go inside.
Yep, I also go inside.
What do those computers look like?
Give me...
It was on the door. The explosion was on the door.
I'm just going to roll.
It blew out the glass door.
You guys want high
computers
good?
Computers aren't made of glass.
High good?
Yeah.
You're the screen? Roll.
Oh.
38.
God damn it.
So, most of the computers are destroyed. Most of the monitors are destroyed.
Only most. The ones in the very far back are fine.
There's several that are maybe salvageable. All of the monitors are dead.
Okay.
I tested the environmental kit. Is it safe for me to go in there without a space suit?
Yeah, okay. Give it like 2 or 3 minutes and it'll be
fine.
Just,
you know,
just wait for the rest
when
of
we
the
get home,
figure it out.
What? There'll be some hell to pay.
What?
There's a hole where the door used to be.
I'm gonna go
and
through the hole.
Where's the door?
Hmm?
Where do we see the door?
Good question.
You asked me to blow the door, so I blew the door.
You did a fine job.
What else do you pay me for?
We don't pay
we
you.
We pay you?
We paid?
John, you go in there and you can clearly see that the door is still secured in the frame on the other side of the room.
Ah, that's kind of impressive, actually.
Yeah.
That's like a big door.
It appears to have lodged itself, or hit the opposite wall with a pretty damn good force. And there's like a, there's some sparking going on over
there. Are there any survivors in here?
Not anymore.
There are probably...
Oh shit.
10 or so corpses in here.
They were like that before we got here.
They are
there's
all...
There's no proof of that.
Hold on.
They're all scattered all over here from the force of the blast. they all appear to be in like, lab coats.
Okay.
Scientists.
Eggheads.
On a scale of 1 to Subway, how fresh are they?
on the subway.
Like a two?
They've been decaying for some time.
Yeah, about a week.
Oh, good.
Okay. They're gooey.
See?
Oh, they're gooey.
See?
Okay.
I mean, they're ultra gooey now because
I didn't
probably
cause of force.
Probable
that.
Cause of death? Question mark.
Cause of force.
can we tell?
Give me a half intuition plus medicine times 10.
Concussive force.
Because Josh scrambled them pretty good.
Cause of death, concussive force.
Cause of death, death.
God, I can't roll low.
Cause of life, death.
I want to point out, no one succeeded in a roll yet today.
The bodies have been seriously damaged.
Okay. The cartel. Got it.
Cause of death, concussive force. Shockwave did this from 2
This room...
You're not reporting this.
This room appears to have at one time been possibly a mess hall, possibly. Mm-hmm. There are entertainment systems, food processors. It appears that there's like a kitchen, bathroom kind of thing. Mm-hmm. Over on the back side of the place.
Interesting.
The sparking actually appears to have... The door seems to have... There's a little bit of light coming through here now. And it appears that the door hit what appears to be a gigantic, like, television screen.
Oh.
That was covering the window.
Oh.
And now that it's been blown out, the... Now that it's been blown out, there's actual light coming in now.
Mm, okay.
Yeah. There is a higher concentration of the nerve agent in here.
Okay.
So
cause of death very probable to be this nerve agent.
Yeah, you're not entirely sure. There are actually you do find a few rebreathers.
Oh. Okay.
Scattered about.
Interesting. I wonder...
We breathe through our skin.
No. That's not what I'm thinking about. No, it's gotta come from the Sathar. They couldn't have been synthesizing this stuff or experimenting with it or something like that.
What are you two chuckleheads doing?
Admiring my work.
Okay, so you're inside?
Yes.
Okay, give me a, John, what are you doing in this room with
Gabe? I don't know. I'm probably just inspecting things.
Okay.
Looking for...
Chris?
Is it safe for me to breathe in there?
I will be in another minute or so.
I'm waiting for it to be able to breathe.
Okay.
Is there any good non-frontier corpses?
It doesn't appear to be so. There's, a few Drolocytes. A lot of Yazarians.
Brothers.
Yazarian.
I regret that character. So Josh and John, give me, let's call this reaction speed still.
Finally. Yes.
Josh got it?
I got it.
Failed by one.
You notice one of these monitors over here?
Yes.
Flickers on.
I approach.
Okay. It appears to be a road adjacent to farmland.
Okay.
Dirt road. And there is a vehicle coming down the road towards the camera.
Can I see what kind of vehicle it is?
Yes, it appears to be a ground truck.
Uh-huh.
Like a
deuce and a half?
Yeah, like a deuce and a half. Military, obviously military.
Yes, can I tell who's driving?
Yes, there's a Sathar driving it.
The thought of a worm man driving a vehicle is funny to me. I laugh out loud.
What's so funny?
There's a Sathar driving a truck. I see it on the camera. It's driving towards the camera.
What camera?
This one over here.
What?
What? Look at this. Look at the screen.
I go look.
What does it say?
We all look.
I'm not inside.
So the vehicle, it appears to have turned on when the vehicle was quite a ways off.
Yeah.
But as you guys are watching it for the next like 30 seconds, the vehicle drives down the road.
Look, he's a little worm. He's driving the
and
truck.
Passes where the camera is on the side of the road and keeps going.
Oh.
As it goes, the camera pans to watch it.
I'm not doing that.
What do we see where it's going?
In the covered bed of the truck, there are more Sathar and they appear to be armed.
Okay. What's in the background of the camera?
That's less funny.
Do we see the black smoke?
You do, actually.
Okay, that's what I wanted to know.
As it passes, armed
Sathar are less funny than a Sathar driving a truck.
As it pans and as it's continuing to watch the vehicles, the back of the vehicle as it drives down into the distance, you do sort of see a little black trail. It seems to be pretty far off in the distance, but it's...
Boys, we're going to have company.
Do we see the license plate on the truck?
It's unlicensed.
No.
Oh, there's no license plate on that truck.
So
what are we coming to these days?
Savagery.
What do we do? Do we leave?
Sathar tree.
That was
I was gonna say that.
That was a fun little show. That was fun.
That was great.
Sathar trees.
Let's prepare.
Prepare for what?
We're going to have a fight here.
Combat?
Oh, yeah, they're coming right towards us, buddy. Do you see that plume of smoke up there?
I mean, they're coming from the farmland. We need to go that way.
Well, the area is completely surrounded by farmland. Oh. This is just a close farm. Yes, John?
Can I tell by the shadow which direction they are coming from?
Yes, easily.
Okay.
They're going to be coming from...
That's our target.
Down the road.
Yeah,
that's actually where the target is.
All right.
Yes, it's in the general. They are coming for their point of origin. Could have quite possibly been the base.
Okay.
What are we gonna do?
Set up an ambush. You've got a rifle.
I want to wear a Sathar skin like a puppet.
That sounds like a bad idea.
I guess I do.
Excuse.
What? All right. Where should I go?
Well, we got trees over here, right?
Yeah. So let me move the mic briefly so that we can.
Goodbye, audience.
So you guys can set your... So that's where the base... They're going to be coming from.
Definitely want you on Overwatch.
This is the road
one. I'm going to move this. Yeah. Actually, can you move in?
Our sniper should be on Overwatch.
I wasn't trained for this.
Yes, you were.
Your name is Scopes.
I didn't give myself a nickname.
Fine, I'll take the sniper.
No, you can't. No, you can't.
I need you up front.
It's fine. Fine, I'll go.
You're the best point man there is.
I guess I'll go up in the...
My hammers.
You guys have probably got at least 15 minutes before they get to you.
Okay, fine. I'll go on the
setup.
Where do you want to go?
I'll go on the fucking third story window.
How long would it take you to set up an IED?
An IED?
Yeah.
He has literal explosives.
He has claymores.
I can rig up something. Yeah. All right. Sure. No problem.
We should do that.
Where do you want to rig up something? On the road.
On the road?
Not just on the road, but if we also have time, by the... buildings there. Because they'll search there for us.
Make them remote control.
Okay. I got some smoke grenades.
Do we want them to get out of the truck by the garages, or we want to keep them on the road?
Correct?
Yes.
Either works.
Because I have an idea. What's the range on a claymore?
I have an idea.
I like where this
What's
is
the
going?
Range on a claymore?
50 meters.
Towards the claymore.
All right, so...
And M18's kill range is 50 meters. So that's 10 squares.
Okay. Here's my idea.
It's not going to reach 100 meters.
We put a tree.
I mean, it might give
remember,
some
this planet's or lower gravity. Here.
Correct. It is a lower gravity planet.
That is true. That wouldn't help too much, though.
So technically, you could probably get on top of the building.
It will affect it.
Okay.
We put a tree right here at the mouth of the road.
Are we going to move a tree there?
So we're... I'm brainstorming.
Look, I'm the idea, man.
I'm brainstorming. The truck will go up to the thing and stop. I'll have claymores behind these two trees on either side of the road. And when they get out to move that tree, we nail them.
Or
okay,
you face the claymores in towards the road,
and when they're driving past them, you blow up the claymores.
It should work. I don't think the armor penetration is that high, but it...
Why don't we bury...
It should get them.
Why don't we bury...
It'll pop the tires, at least.
A claymore on top of some TD-19 under the road, so when they drive over it, it just goes boom.
What?
I don't have a lot of TD-19.
We put claymores facing in. We put... How much do you have left?
9 kilograms.
We put half a
kilogram... I'm running out!
We put half a kilogram in the middle of the road.
I like the sound of that.
I like
what
this plan.
Is triggering these?
He's got a gun.
I have four remote detonated claymores.
Okay.
And then yeah, I can shoot the TD-19.
So there's also something I wanted to consider. We can have an initial explosion here, which is fine and great. But I like to think about after, if we can pull them out to these buildings, and maybe cause behind here also apply more explosives for us to blow up. We can have two guys here retreat into the forest and pull back through
can
the
I
forest.
Can I get a logic check from the party?
Yeah, sure.
John nailed it.
100.
22, I got it.
Hey, Chris is dumb.
I got it as well.
Three of us.
The thought occurs to three of you, and not you.
I want to blow shit up.
The thought occurs to you. Your shoes are pretty. The thought occurs to the three of you. You guys were looking for a way to get into the base.
Oh, yeah.
A captured vehicle would be an excellent way to get into the base.
We hitch a ride on the undercarriage. So when they drive back, they take us with them. Just like in that movie I saw.
Actually, hold on.
I want to wear Sathar.
Hold on, Jason. Hold on. That's not a terrible idea.
That's an awful
I would
idea.
Like to point out, I was the one that said I wanted a puppet
the
of Sathar.
The Sathar in the back of the truck was uncovered.
It's covered with, like, a canvas tarp.
Someone's going to have to wear a Sathar skin.
It is not protected at all.
Okay. No. So... As you said, the armor penetration capacity on a claymore is not that high.
Yeah. Correct.
So if we time the claymores right, we can take out a good chunk of the Sathar in the back of the truck.
I don't disagree with you, but we would lose the effect. I mean, it would be a tethered truck then. I mean, it'd be hard to get in on that.
I mean, it's probably going to be hard to get in on the truck anyway. There won't be a Sathar driving anymore.
Why don't we just silently take them out one by one?
That's fine.
We pretend...
Sathar are probably psychic or something. They can control people.
We'll pretend...
have silenced weapons?
We'll pretend to be...
Our laser weapons?
Brain controllers.
My hammer is...
I have a knife!
I also have a hammer.
I also have a hammer.
What if we pretend that we're brain controlled... by other Sathar.
I don't think that's going to work.
Definitely not going to work.
It's worth a try.
I mean...
Not actually worth a try. That could literally kill.
I do have these Tangler grenades.
Brain controlled.
I do have these Tangler grenades for my gun.
Mm-hmm. I have laser grenades.
Ooh. We're not having a rave.
But where are you guys having this conversation?
Probably just outside this building. We don't have much time, guys.
Just outside the building?
Yeah.
That's true. Alright, start... I'm in for rigging up this area for explosives. I'd like to rig up some more here, but that's fine if we don't do that.
I don't think we will need...
I would like to set up...
If these fail in killing a good chunk of them, we're kind of fucked anyway.
I don't think so. I don't think that's true, but okay.
I would like to set up some, like, cover for, you know, covering fire.
I'm gonna...
Here and there.
Here.
Oh, scopes.
Yeah.
Set up in the third floor of the building.
Here. Okay.
Or after on the you
roof.
You've got
you can probably jump up onto the roof.
Go ahead and set up the road first.
I hop on my bike.
You are
top speed.
Fat one.
Can we fit the hover
fat
bikes
one.
Inside the building with the door blown off?
Draw what you need.
Ugh. What?
Can we fit the hover bikes inside the building with the door blown off?
This building?
Yes.
No.
Even with the door blown off?
It's not. You gotta remember that hover bikes are really wide.
Okay.
They're like almost as wide as a
ATV.
No, even wider.
Oh, really?
Yeah, they're almost as wide as, like, you know, a standard, like, SUV.
How high can they go?
Because the pads are really wide.
How high can they hover? Can we, like, jump them over this wall?
No. I think that the maximum height, they can go, they can just, off the ground, they can go, I want to say it's half a meter is their highest.
Is that in 1G, though?
Okay, so about 2 feet.
John brings up a good point.
I mean, I doubt it's going to be enough to get them over the wall.
No. I call it one meter off the ground.
That's about, yeah, that makes sense. No, I was just thinking because I would like mine to not get shot up.
I mean, I have a feeling you can hide them in this building, no problem.
Do you have proximity scopes? Do you have proximity based?
I do.
Mines.
I do.
How many?
4.
Give me 2. I literally take my bike over and go to him.
No, nope. Oh, you blow up.
You'll probably stop me.
These two are
probably.
Those are remote. Then
these two are remote claymores.
Oh, they're remote.
How many feet wide is this?
Let me know when you're coming up behind me, or I'm going to blow you up.
I'm coming up behind you.
What? Oh, okay.
Okay.
Don't scare me like that. I'll blow you up.
Claymore me, buddy.
The first door we blew off.
Mm-hmm.
Is that in a salvageable location?
Salvageable for
can
what
I fucking
purpose?
Pull it out of the house?
It's the front door.
Yeah,
it's already out of the house. That's what that is.
Oh right. Okay. I am going to prop that up against the corner edge of the house.
This one or that one?
That's a pretty long distance.
I'm strong.
No, I'm talking about
strong.
How do you want to engage them?
My gun's got a 200.
I know where
range.
You are. 66, where do we want to be?
It may be long distance, but it's clear. That's line medium. Of sight.
Clear line of sight is the most important. And they have better, more important. They don't have cover fire. They don't have any cover on the way to you.
Okay.
I'd actually like to grab a couple like thicker tree logs and drag them around here for cover.
But you're gonna have to chop down a tree to do that.
It's going
to
take forever.
We landed on some trees over here.
Dragging an entire fucking tree, Chris?
In third gravity.
You actually...
With a hover bike.
You actually may have more luck trying to find some deadfall in this forest.
Plus it's closer.
Slightly,
Well, all right. I'm just thinking I can just pull one with the hover bike into place, and then we have more cover.
Do you think I need anything else over here?
No, that'll probably...
All right, Everyone give me... Hang on, Josh. You're still over here.
He's moving us on purpose.
Everyone give me a intuition roll. And the two characters over here, which is Scopes and...
Oh.
Blobbo.
Give me... get it at a plus 20 bonus.
Intuition?
Yeah.
Just straight intuition?
Yeah.
Got it.
I failed.
Got it.
So everyone got it except for
Mike.
All of you guys, you three here on the wind. It's been about 10 minutes,
mm-hmm.
So I'm assuming that you guys are probably pretty. Here, Chris. Use brown because it's wood. I'm assuming that you guys are probably all set up. Josh, you're all good.
Making my way towards my bike.
Okay. And you guys are going to basically just start getting into your final positions.
Yeah.
So everybody except for Mike hears a screech, like a tire screech, and then a thud, like you've all heard what a car accident sounds like.
Yeah.
You hear that?
Do we look over? What do we see?
You don't see anything. It came from the direction where the vehicle is coming.
What?
Who's back there? Is that John?
That's John.
That's me.
Mike, can you check the cameras?
Yeah, I'll go check the broken screens.
One camera?
I checked the one camera.
You go in?
Yeah.
Okay. You notice that there are a couple more screens that have flared to life. There's, we'll say two of them. In addition to the one that's already been active, there's two of them that have been They look like they're looking at farmland, basically.
Yeah.
Like the vehicle had already passed them. There's a third one, however, that is... It appears to... The vehicle is far afield. So it's very distinct. It's hard to see. But there is... You can see, like, the rear taillights of the vehicle. It's stopped. And you can see movement, but it's pretty damn indistinct.
Huh. They're stopped.
There's also another monitor, like, the next one in line, that is active, but it's, like, sparking. Like, there's something wrong with it.
Can I unplug these monitors?
It would be a computer's test, so it would be probably better if one of these chuckleheads did it.
Hey, one of you computer people, can you swap a monitor for me?
Got it.
He's closer.
What is it?
We'll say 50% plus computers times 10.
Do I get anything for having a computer kit? Or did I just let me do this?
Plus 10.
So plus 20. Because I have computers 1.
Yep.
Yeah.
Got it. Yeah. Okay. It's going to take you some time to do that because it's not as simple as, you know, just unplugging monitors because mm-hmm. It's an integrated system. Mm-hmm. Where are Johnny and Mr. Trimethylene going? This is happening.
I think I was going to head back towards the house so I could get up in that third story window that's facing down the way.
Okay.
I'm not sure where he was going.
He's
going
to stand right here, right in the kill zone.
Exactly.
Right in the kill zone.
He's the bait.
He's the bait.
In the business, we call that.
That's what colonels do,
bait.
Right?
Yeah, they're the bait. What game?
I think he shit out his guts.
Yeah. It was bound to happen one of these times.
Oh, horrendous talk.
Who's the bait?
You.
That's
right. Yep,
so what do you guys think our position should be?
I'm going up in the
third
story.
Well, I'm fixing the computers.
That's
obvious.
You're fixing the computers right now.
But that's my... This is the bunker I set up for
I'm
people.
Watching him fix computers.
I figure we can fit about 2 or 3 of
where
us.
Where do you want to be when the shit goes
where
down?
Where I set up the door.
Okay. Gabe, where are you right now?
In the kill zone.
I mean, yes. But that's
I'm going to go into trees.
Into the trees.
Okay. How actually, I should ask, how dense is this forest? As dense as that, but it's decently dense.
It's decent enough that I can crawl around and probably not be seen being very careful.
Yes. If it were Battletech, it would be a light forest.
Okay.
Okay, I'm going into the third story window.
Alright, well, before you get there, both of you, Trimethylene and Blobbo, start to hear laser fire.
Sounds
like it's coming towards
pew.
Us. It sounds like it's coming from the direction of the car accident.
That
do I hear?
That's not me.
Do I see the lasers?
Like hit around me.
Give me a reaction speed. James.
Going at me.
I'm not doing that. I'm not shooting.
43. I got it.
No, they are not near you at all. They appear to be over there. You see one arc off into the sky.
Scopes, can you try to get a sight on them?
I'll try.
So what's the plan?
I'm running up to the window.
I
want to
see if he could see possibly them from...
Oh, okay.
From the get a hiding.
Yeah, yeah.
And there's a convenient hole in the window.
Yes.
Where this thing's dick was in. Spewing...
Nerve gas.
Nerve gas, right. Yeah.
Deadly
so
neurotoxin.
Intuition roll.
Intuition?
Intuition with a plus 20 because of your scope. On your scope.
Scopes. I am scopes. No, I missed it by 8.
Oh.
Because I think the only other person...
Do you
has
see some smoke, maybe, over there?
Oh, right, because...
I see some keep-away smoke.
I think there might be...
Does smoke. The Ames have an integrated scope, or is it naked?
It does.
Okay.
I see some smoke down there.
It's maybe 2 clicks away.
Kind of far. What? Let me see. Wait, I'm doing something.
You dicking with computers.
You're doing something.
Give me a live feed from your scope.
It
sounds like they might be having a conflict with somebody else.
Tacnet me.
I don't know how to do that.
How do we analyze this? I get on my bike.
Take my bike. It's at the house.
All of them are at the house.
Well, fine.
No, I had mine with me the whole time.
Yes, you did. Do whatever you want. You're in charge.
Chris, did I have you roll for the computer yet?
Hello.
Yes.
Okay. Did you pass?
Yes.
Okay. Hover bikes are fucking loud, aren't they?
They make like a high-pitched whine sound.
Oh, really?
It's not like...
It's not like a helicopter?
No, it's not like a helicopter or like a Harley or something. But okay. It's a distinctive sound. Mm.
Is there any, like, position up here that I could get, like, a height advantage to try and see what's going on?
Not really. It's farmland. It's pretty damn flat.
It's pretty flat. I'm not a Yazarian, so I can't climb trees as well.
You also don't need sun goggles, so there's that.
True. It doesn't really help him or hurt him in the situation.
Yeah.
But thanks, Chris.
Well, it makes it harder to see.
Hmm.
Yeah, you hear...
More gunfire still?
Yeah.
Going off and...
Specifically, laser fire.
Laser fire. Well, they all had laser fire. Do we know what kind of weapon Sathars typically use? Is it laser?
Lasers are quite common.
Okay.
Lasers.
What the fuck's going on?
I think they're fighting something.
Obviously, but what?
No, I don't know.
Sathar fighting Sathar?
I kind of want to go in closer and take a look.
Could it be survivors?
Chris, do you want high or low?
High. The Sathar Civil War. It's what we've always wanted.
Was it high? No.
The laser fire seems to die down.
Well, don't really want to do that much anymore. Alright, I'm going to get off my bike.
Okay.
I'm going to park it here so it's hidden from that area.
I'm going to keep watching down the road, I guess. Until I see something. Bike token.
Thank you. And I will try to get a stealthy position that gives me good line of sight onto the road.
Okay. Chris, you are able to get... you're able to finally figure out a way to get the monitors to jump from one screen to the next, mm-hmm. and you finally get that monitor going. So it looks like the majority of the image is dominated by the deuce and a half. Mm-hmm. It looks like the camera was hidden maybe near a signpost or... Excuse me.
Anyway, what do I see? It's by a sign?
Either by a sign or maybe a tree.
Mm-hmm.
But the deuce and a half is not moving.
They stop.
It appears that there's not anything moving around lately.
Do I see, like, smoking things?
No.
Can I pan the camera?
No.
No?
So nothing's moving, nothing's going on, we don't see any creatures in sight.
No. You do see, if this was the vehicle, mm-hmm. the camera's, like, here.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So it's basically staring at the front tire, the front bumper, and you can kind of see along the...
Excuse me, that's a fender?
Okay. The fender. Thanks, Josh. And you can see along the side of the vehicle.
Mm-hmm.
And then there's kind of like a sliver, but the camera's only got like maybe this...
Is the car intact from our view?
It appears to be.
Hmm.
From that field of vision... there appears to be some sort of fluid that is dripping out of the back of the vehicle.
I think we got dead Sathar, boys.
From what?
I don't know. I can't really see much, just some fluid.
Ah, fuck this shit.
Well, that could be anything.
Bye,
Colonel. Where are you going?
I'm gonna go investigate this very cautiously.
Bye, Colonel.
The first sign of something threatening, I'm dipping.
Well, Major, you're getting a field promotion.
I hover the reticle over the back of his head. No, this isn't the time.
Scopes, I need you to watch my six. Make sure I don't run into anything.
No problem, Colonel.
I got you.
Map. That's 316 map.
I got you.
It's the back side. It's the backside of the 316 map. I've unlocked another map layer.
Listen to 316 on pegforjibus.com. Essentially, what you're looking at is You're eventually able to drive. So you're just driving down the road?
Do I have to drive on the road? There's no other point of cover, is there?
Not really.
So the road would be the fastest, probably driving anyway. So yeah, I would drive on the road.
Okay.
You're on a hover bike. Traction doesn't matter.
That's not true. If hover bike works the way I think they do in this universe. Because, to be fair, the idea of a hover bike doesn't make sense anyway, because you just have a fucking helicopter. Beyond the point.
So you have a road, and this is, you're still, like, you know, half a click away.
Sure.
You see that there is a metal pole.
Okay.
It appears to be one of those road signs that goes over a highway.
Yeah, sure.
And there's metal signs that are not facing you.
Okay.
It appears that the track, or the deuce and a half, sorry, Josh, can I have that red marker, please? Has kind of crashed into it, pretty much.
Like into the side?
Mm-hmm.
I'm guessing that's probably where the camera is.
That's probably a good bet.
Do I see bodies, movement, anything?
Do you have any enhanced vision enhancements?
I don't think I do.
Then you'd really just see the... You see something over here, kind of like propped up against the tires that looks maybe purple and organic.
Shoot it!
I remember that they were saying something was looking like it oozed out of the back of the truck.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Could it be the same area that they were describing?
No, the ooze that Chris was describing is coming from the tailgate. Like okay. This.
So, still concerning. Got it. Alright, I'll get closer.
Okay, how close?
I don't know. How far am I now?
Optimal peeping distance.
Half a click.
Half a click.
Yep, so.
9 meters.
500 meters.
Oh, 5 meters. So I'm 100 meters away. 100 squares away. Got it. Anyway, math. Let's get,
Math is hard.
Let's get to 400.
Okay. You don't see, much improvement. Much improvement on that.
300.
Give me an intuition roll.
Got it.
35. Okay.
You did it.
There is a, this appears to be a sapphire.
Looks like, is it moving still?
No.
Okay. So whatever fucking killed it, so that sapphire's dead. Which means something fucking killed them.
That sapphire is
I'm looking around, dead. What killed them?
I don't see it.
Nothing.
You just see wheat.
In the sky, nothing, though. No flying monster of any kind, no?
No.
Just wheat. Guys, this is fucking weird. I see a dead Sathar, and...
Oh, that's good.
Do you stop, or are you going to continue to go?
What do you guys think I should do?
Honestly, with you on your own, I don't think it's a smart idea to approach it, get any closer.
Yeah, but we have a great fallback position.
We have a good fallback position, but you're on your own. You're in charge, remember?
We need valuable intel.
We do need some more intel. I don't see anything. Backup. Like, nothing.
It's the wheat is pretty high.
Is it how high?
Higher than you are.
I'll get on my hover bike.
I'm sorry, that's an ambush waiting to happen.
High enough to hide a man.
I'll get on my hover bike and start driving.
Or many. It's a big field.
Yeah. Oh. So he at least has some backup.
I don't think we should get any closer.
Once again, hover the reticule. No, I can't.
You can't see him.
Not here, not now. Oh, he's lucky.
You can see him.
Yeah, so once again, I go...
Am I also...
Scopes, get that hair... Get that crosshair off me.
Right now, I need you to tell me if you're stopped or not.
I'm stopped.
Okay. Not on a mission. I promise myself never on a mission.
I stop right now.
Okay. Okay.
Okay, fair enough.
The wheat. It's dense enough that I could see someone moving in it, right? Like, from the top of it? Or is it far enough and kind of thick enough that he wouldn't?
It's far enough, thick enough, and don't forget that you're not human-sized. You're short.
Oh, I'm a dwarf-sized person, ain't I?
Dwarficites, yeah.
Alright, I take my bike.
Okay.
I hover into the wheat.
I mean, they're pretty similar. You know?
I heard dwarf aside.
Okay, just off the side. It's turned around, ready to go short. Back. Okay,
yeah. They like bad jokes.
They breathe through their skin.
I park here.
Yep.
Yeah. I'm stopping inside. I'm gonna go from foot and see.
Hold on, I'm on my way out there.
All right, I'll wait for you.
Wait for backup.
Yeah, so I'm gonna hide in the weeds. Okay, looking out for
dwarves. Whatever. Such a simple, simple people.
Keeping an eye on this.
Yes. Okay, but very careful not to be seen by anything else but potentially whatever's on the road.
Okay.
And whatever's watching you from the shadows of the wheat.
Yeah. The shadows of the wheat.
The wheat. You see something hop off a shape. It's quick.
Quick. A shape. A tetrahedron.
Off of the, or out of the back,
mm-hmm.
and scamper this way.
Chase it.
Oh, fuck.
Chase it. It's the hunt.
Into the wheat, on the same side of the road that you
did. It look Sathar like.
It was a fraction of a second.
Okay. Oh,
probably. Fuck. Honestly, probably the movement caught your eye, and then you looked, and by the time you brought your head around, it was gone.
Make some noise. Attract it. Attract it.
Burn down the field.
I'm waiting for Chris.
I mean, that's a good idea.
Chris,
total war.
Chris gets to you.
Jump, dive into the bush. I know I have your voice there. Get into the bush.
Okay. In the bush.
All right. What do you guys think we should do?
John, what are you doing in all this?
I'm on Overwatch.
Okay.
At the base of the building.
So, here-ish?
He's at our fob.
There.
Okay.
You know, making sure nobody...
Sneaky sneaks?
Yeah.
Alright. Do you want to post up here as I get closer?
What's the range of your axon?
I have a range out to 600 meters.
Okay.
Is he within range or no?
No. No, the vehicle's about 2 kilometers. Colonel Blabo,
by the way, I can't support you. You're too far away.
That's fine.
Just thought you should know that.
That's why I'm out here.
Since you're about to engage the enemy. Okay, right, I'm maintaining radio silence.
I'm going to watch his six and watch the road.
We're still, what, 250 meters out?
300.
300 meters out? It'd take forever to walk. I got to bike the rest.
I mean, it's not
terrible.
What's your hourly?
3 kilometers.
That's 20. What?
Excuse?
That's your running.
No, it should be 2.
Your hourly is 3, so it'll take you about...
Oh, it's 3? Okay.
If you hustle it, you probably take you about a half an hour to run that distance.
Yeah, that's fine, but the problem is that I'm too far away from my bike. And the bike's the better way out. Alright, we'll take the bikes up closer.
Okay.
You should just cover my six, keep a decent distance away from me, just in case something pulls on me.
Well, I only got a range of 300, and that's my extreme range.
Oh, yeah, that's fine.
I mean, you've got range on the truck now, then.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, just keep at least 50 meters out from me or something. Alright.
So Chris is on his bike 50 meters behind you.
Correct.
And you are approaching.
Yes.
How far close are you going to get?
I'm going to move another 50 meters. I'm going to go into the, towards the side of the road that is opposite to where I saw that thing go in.
Okay, so the right side of the road from your, from your vantage point?
Correct.
Okay.
And I'm going to keep going another 50 meters.
Okay. You don't see anything?
Nothing changes. Another 50 meters.
Okay. So you're 150 meters away from the vehicle.
Yep.
Nothing happens. Nothing changes.
Does the vehicle look drivable at this point?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, it looks like it has some minor front end damage.
Okay.
Do I see anything moving around the wheat field? I'm standing on my hover bike. For height.
And you're driving it?
No, I'm not driving it. I'm standing still.
Oh, okay, so how far back are you then?
300 meters. I have range on the truck. I'm keeping maximum range on the truck.
I don't like this. Something doesn't feel right.
And I'm standing on my hover bike for height.
Okay. No, you don't see anything.
It still feels like a trap to me.
Josh, you think you see, like, a Drolocyte standing on a hover bike over there?
Scopes, do you see anything in the fields?
I see something. I'll let you know if it moves.
100 meters out.
Okay.
I turn back towards the house and I wave.
It's moving.
Sure, I think that's me.
So now you're on actual map skill.
I'll be sure not to shoot it.
I don't like the sound of that. That sounded very fake.
You don't see anything.
I'm bored.
Actually, no, you do see one thing. You do see that this is not
hurry
one,
up and shoot something.
Three.
Seven. I'm waiting.
Fuck.
Waiting. I can't see anything.
Waiting's for losers. We don't wait.
You guys can come here, too, if you want.
No, I'm in a great
spot. What do you
mean if
we can come here?
You yelled at me to get up here.
I did yell at you.
So what do you see, Colonel?
So that what we originally thought was three dead one set dead Sathar was now three.
They're multiplying.
Yeah, hey, something ran into the bushes earlier. The weeds.
Well, if it's killing Sathar, it can't be all that bad.
We should recruit it to help us.
Maybe.
Offer it more Sathar.
I can certainly try.
Tell it we know we're a bunch of Sathar.
It's developed a taste.
Leroy Jenkins on ahead.
Chris, you want odd or even?
Odd.
Odd it is.
Hey.
Thank God we got a call right.
It only took how many tricks?
You're on...
I'm on map scale.
You're on map scale.
Five.
That's what 10, OM means, 15. Oscar Mike. It's not on mission, it's on map scale.
Okay. Mm.
Yep.
45. 50 feet.
Meters.
Meters, yeah.
Nothing.
I'm about to start...
Nothing in the weeds moving.
No.
I'm about to start shooting in the air if something doesn't happen.
Yeah, just to be clear, there's like a trench. Like a drainage ditch on either side.
Cool.
It's maybe a meter off the road.
How deep? And
it goes down... Ugh. Maybe like...
Pretty fucking deep?
Not even. Oh. Like maybe half a meter.
Okay.
So, not so much.
And like then it continues on and then...
Like
the
normal farm. Got it.
Probably a couple feet down, if that.
So at this point, you can now look into the driver's seat. Mm-hmm. So, seat. Words. The driver's side of the vehicle is the doors open slightly, and it doesn't look like there's anyone in the cab of the vehicle.
Doesn't look like there's anybody in the cab of the vehicle.
Correct.
Wait, what was in the driver's seat? I'm sorry? Nothing?
Nothing.
Okay.
There's no... The Sathar that Chris saw, or someone saw, Chris or John, I don't remember who, saw that was driving the vehicle is no longer in the cab.
Turning the bike around.
Okay.
Plop.
Okay.
Multiple guns pointing everywhere.
Nothing. It's weird. It's like, it's really quiet.
It's too quiet.
Yeah, it's, you can hear the wind rustling the wheat. But you don't see him.
Colonel, you want me to move up?
Definitely.
All right, I start heading up.
Okay. You start to smell, because the wind is blowing into you, you start to smell that ozone-y smell of laser bolts.
Mm-hmm. You taste it.
Chris, are you going to move up on your bike or off your bike?
On my bike.
Okay. How fast are you going to gun it for him?
How quiet are these bikes at full speed?
It makes a high-pitched whine. They're not stealthy. They're not stealthy, but they're
not an engine.
Yeah, they're not an ice engine, but they're not quiet either.
Depending on if I go max speed, it's not quiet.
I mean the pads don't really care how fast you're going as far as how loud they are.
Okay.
If I run, I can get to the distance one combat round, so I guess I'll do that.
Okay, so you run up?
Yep. I'm not going to open the door just yet. I want to check around the corner first.
Okay, so you get up to these Sathar corpses.
Yeah.
And they are Sathar, and they are corpses.
Okay.
I'll gun up to about 100 meters away from the truck.
Okay.
Whatever you got a good range on.
Mm-hmm. There are... there's three of them. Mm-hmm. They appear to be armored.
Mm-hmm.
They have laser weapons, like laser rifles.
Yeah.
They're in a uniform that suggests that they're probably from the Sathar military, and they are eviscerated.
How? Beam or something else?
Claw.
Okay. That's what I feared. Got it. My fears are coming true.
Great. Fucking lovely.
Oh god, are we the Colonial Marines?
What are you gonna do?
I peek around back.
Around the back of the vehicle?
Anything in the bushes first?
No.
Inside the vehicle.
Yes. So, the drip is another eviscerated Sathar.
Figured.
He is in the... He's kind of like almost dangling off the bumper, off the rear bumper. And he's just kind of like... His pizza sauce is dribbling out all over the floor.
His inside sauce is outside.
Mm-hmm. Was there a cage or something in the back here or anything?
No.
Okay.
Inside, you see probably about six or so dead Sathar.
Okay.
And one of these dead things.
What the hell is it?
Small, hunched, they're like, like I say, they kind of got like the head and body of a Zergling, but they have hands.
Does it look dead?
Yes.
Okay. I get in the truck.
Like into the back?
No. Into the, one, everything in that I just saw is dead, correct?
It appears to be. You'd have to get in to physically start checking stuff.
Too risky.
Just shoot them.
I don't want to do that just yet.
Chris, give me a,
logic check. I get into the front of the truck.
Yes.
This side or this side?
Driver's side.
Driver's side? Okay, you give me a logic check.
Great.
Made it.
9. Or, yeah.
So you failed?
No.
Success. You said 9.
9.
Yeah, 9.
Oh, fuck.
9. Yeah. No. 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 9. No.
9.
9.
Die. Initiative, boys!
Yeah, that's what
I figured. Yeah.
8, 7, 6.
It's a xenomorph! Kill it!
Oh, man.
No, that's a tier.
It's one die.
Yeah. Okay.
12.
Okay, well, that plus 5, so it's 9.
9?
Yeah.
12.
12? Alright, I'm at 7. Chris, you see the damn thing. It scampers out in a low crouch. Closest thing to this thing would probably be a gene stealer. Except only one set of arms. So it's crouched down. It's got the body, the head, the tail. Kind of crouched down. But it has arms. And inside of its arms, it looks like it has maybe swords? Some sort of melee weapon.
Okay.
Neat.
And as Gabe... You almost think, Chris, that Gabe may have heard it, even though he didn't. But the timing is right that as he comes around and looks at it, this thing starts charging at him from down the, out of the wheat and starts lunging right at him.
All
right,
it's lunging right at him.
I thought I remember, so combat for this goes, whoever loses go first, moves first.
I'm just doing normal, like, D&D-esque initiative combats.
Okay. Well... Yeah, I can...
Movement is the weirdest normally.
Yeah. There's no reason for me to move up.
So... Unless you want better...
I'd have to move up 60 feet. Mm. Or 60 meters.
Are you still on the bike?
Oh, yes. It's one of those things. Okay.
I mean, I'm right now at medium range for the aims. So maybe I can...
125 away.
What does the scope do?
Hmm?
Scope.
It knocks the range band down by 1.
All right.
So if you're at medium range and you take a turn to careful aim, you shoot as if you were shooting at short range. Mm. And you can't use it at point blank,
obviously.
And I think it's a penalty to use it at point blank. Because no, you don't have much insights.
Use it.
Yeah.
I'm going to aim.
You can choose to use it or not to use it. Okay. You don't always have to be.
Can I aim and shoot at the in one?
Well,
turn?
You're on the bike. Because you're still tearing up.
Well, I said I stopped at about 100 meters. And
yeah, posted. Well, you're not there yet. You're still 150 meters away.
Oh, how fast does the bike move?
You're probably going at... You probably just started to decelerate, so maybe 50 meters a turn? Because that would be able to... In a turn, that you could stop that distance.
Alright, I'm going to stop the bike and go 50 meters.
Okay. Is that his entire action?
Yeah, unless he wants to do something cool.
Yeah, I do. I'm going to full auto that bitch.
Oh, I thought you were going to aim.
I don't think I can aim and stop at the same time.
I mean, so you've got the bike, and you're going to whip out your rifle.
I'm a draw a sight!
How many arms do you have out?
Three.
You're one short.
I have to have two to pilot the bike?
Safely. If you want to roll it, you can.
I will roll it.
All right, dex check.
Oh, God.
And it's half dex?
No, it's just dex.
30, yep, made it.
Things okay. Happening. So,
I need some backup, boys.
All right, take your shot. So it's going to be, shit, minus, we'll call it minus 30 for being on the bike.
Okay. So minus 30, I'm at medium range.
So that's an additional minus 20, so you're at minus 50.
Full auto adds 10.
Adds 10.
So I'm at minus 40.
Mm-hmm.
I thought full auto made it easier to hit.
Adding it did. More. Plus 10. Plus 10 is good.
Are
plus
we 10 at minus 50 already?
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
And full auto is 10 rounds, right?
Yes, effectively.
I might want to get off the bike, but...
Don't crit fail. Or crit fail, it would be funny.
No, I just miss.
You just miss?
Yeah.
So, Josh, you hear gunfire. John, you hear gunfire.
I mean, I'm assuming I heard Gabe say over the comms that he needs help.
Probably. I believe you have initiative on me.
Yes, I do. So, probability of opening that door before you get to me, getting inside and closing it, assuming this is a well-armored vehicle.
I'll give you a dex check.
That's a dex check.
I'll give you a dex check.
My life could literally depend on a 50-50 roll.
Here. Yep.
Yep. So might as well stand your ground and fight. Shoot. Stand your ground and fight. Because I'm assuming you have a higher than 50% chance to shoot him.
I probably do. What range is he from me?
5, 10, 15, 20, or 5, 10, 15, 20, 25, 30, 35,
45? Oh, yeah, that would be fine, actually. That puts him in. Small is 20, and there should be medium range. That's minus 20, right?
Yes.
I would have no benefits, though, right?
Not that I'm seeing.
Right. So, actually, technically, I have a better chance...
of diving for the door.
Yeah. Though I could make two rolls if I fire both weapons, but... Yeah, we're gonna dive for the door and close it.
Alright.
Kill him.
Nope. I'm going for the door. Where's my die? Alright, here we go.
Oh, Dex is 51. I got this. I got this!
You got this.
You actually got this.
It's an armored van, also, right? Correct?
Mm-hmm.
Yes. It is armored. Good.
You dive through the door, and it charges you.
Yep.
Slam the door closed! Slam the door closed!
You actually, barely get the door shut. You probably actually don't shut it all the way, but the force of the thing hitting the side of the door
shuts
it for you.
Or the fucking keys.
Where did I end
this
up?
Bitch up?
You're sitting in the seat. It's pretty big for you.
Mm-hmm.
It appears that the for the most part it's undamaged in here.
Oh, okay. Awesome. I'm assuming there's nothing else I can do for this turn.
No, that pretty much took your
turn. Yeah, that's what I figured.
To get in there.
Okay.
All right, Chris, what are you doing?
Off the bike, move up.
And that was a run?
That was a run.
Okay.
I'm going to aim.
Yeah, I was going to say, you might want to just aim here. Because I have a feeling they might be on top of me for a turn.
Yeah.
All right, Chris, what are you doing?
I aimed.
You aimed. Okay. Gabe, what do you do? This thing's trying to claw its way through the door.
How successful do I think it's going to be?
It looks like the door's holding pretty well.
Okay. Aim.
Aim
both weapons.
Just, like, I mean, there's a window there.
Is it proof to... Oh, okay. Are the keys in the vehicle?
Yeah.
Is the car already on, actually?
No.
Okay.
Start the truck?
Yeah.
Okay. Yep. Starts right up.
Backing it up.
Okay, so you start to back the vehicle up?
Yep.
Alright. It is going to try and,
break the glass, probably.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's quite a lot of damage, actually. It jams one of its swords through the glass. It doesn't hit you, though.
Great.
Chris.
Yeah,
you probably back it up, like, 5 meters.
It's on my driver's side glass, or is it on the windshield?
Driver's side glass.
Okay. I got an idea. I'm like this, right?
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So I forgot, can I aim and shoot in the same turn?
Yes.
I'm going to aim again.
Well, the aim bonus doesn't stack. Oh, you can't stack it? Yeah.
It's not like Eclipse is?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Evens, frag grenade. Even it is. Frag grenade!
Okay.
So I'm at medium.
This is your aims launcher?
Yeah.
Okay.
Fuck me. A good thing I'm in an armored vehicle.
I'm at medium.
Okay.
So I'm at -5. Because it didn't move, I didn't move.
It moved, but it didn't move far enough for... Yeah.
So I'm at a 63 to hit.
Okay. Let's see it. Don't miss.
I didn't miss.
All right, roll damage.
How much damage did you do with that?
40-10.
Not enough.
It's a small grenade.
All right, so this becomes a grenade bullet. 4, right. And this becomes a 4. So, 24 PGS.
24 damage?
24.
Electric.
All right. Gabe, you're like, beep, beep. Boom!
Yeah.
As this grenade goes off right next to you. It hangs on. It's a badass.
Damn. Okay.
You're up.
All right. Forward gear, ramming into that post.
This post?
No, the other post.
So you're just going to ram like that?
I like kind of want to like almost scrape it off kind of thing.
Okay, so you're going to be tactical.
Of course. We're going to do a tactical drive.
Tactical, aggressive.
Just want to bump off the mirror.
Gotcha.
Gotcha.
Along with the window that's already smashed.
That's fine.
give me a...
I mean, the window just has a hole in it from a blade going into it.
I don't think there's a drive.
No, there's not.
Have pilot
give
one.
Give me a dexterity check.
Okay, fair.
It sounds like a no.
Nope. I was saying, oh, I should have done the one thing I have, a nerve stabilizer, but...
Right. Give me a reaction speed check. If you pass the reaction speed check, you miss it clean. If you fail the reaction speed check, you hit the pole.
Okay.
It's 51%. Come on. No.
Nope.
Hit the pole.
Is that
it's
a
not
crit?
A crit fail.
Okay, good.
It still holds on. And now it's got cover from... Now, Chris can't really see it. Because now it's on this side of the vehicle.
Hey.
You have to shoot through the vehicle.
Hey, I can hit the ground next to it with another frag grenade.
They don't really do that much splash damage. Those grenades are not necessarily... They're
Wraith
hit and
grenade.
Then explode.
Wraith grenade.
All right.
Grenade.
I'm going to attempt to... break the window again. Ooh, wow. I really, really hit that one well. Odd 8.
Not as much damage.
4. It's actually the exact same because my melee bumps those to 4. So it's another 27. So the window shatters.
Window shatters.
Mm-hmm.
Fuck.
I can't see it, so I can't take aim at it.
You could see a blur of stuff. I mean, it's there's a pole, There's a pole, there's a truck cab, and there's a Johnny, like, in between it and you right now.
So aiming's not a thing I can do.
Probably not.
What can I do? I don't want to move up.
Just move up.
I'm... This is a ranged weapon. I need to have range to...
Okay, buddy. Alright, I know what I'm doing.
What are you doing?
I think he's first, though.
I am first. But I'm at primo range.
So I'm hearing nothing.
Okay, so he's doing nothing but aiming, I guess?
I can't even aim at it.
He can't even aim at it.
Could you aim at the window that... Never mind. Okay, fair enough. It's going to be an entire action to back up and then go forward. Another action to go forward. Yes. Again, right? Okay.
It's a big truck you're driving.
Yeah, it's not worth it. We're going to go out the passenger door.
Just going to nope.
Duh.
All right. So yeah, you nope out.
I'm going to try to slam the door behind me.
All right. It seems to... It recognizes that you got out, and it's going to run around the back of the truck.
That's fine. I'm booking it towards my bike.
Okay, so... Okay, you can get to your bike.
Oh, cool.
So I can see it?
Yes, this combat round you can see it. Okay. Because it doesn't care about you, because it doesn't really know where that shot came from. So it's running.
I'm turning out the bike, but...
Yeah, that's fine, but Chris got shot on.
I know, first. I know.
Aim, shoot.
All right, boom.
So I'm at 68 plus 16. I believe... What's it?
It's running, so it's minus 10. So...
I'm at plus 5. I'm at short range.
What's your short range on that?
40, but I aimed... With the scope?
Oh, yes, I see.
So
10, 20. I'm seeing minus 5 off your base.
I'm going to full auto it.
Okay.
Which adds another 10.
Well, it's you either careful aim or full auto.
Yeah, you can't aim a full auto.
Yeah.
So, but I'll take the careful aim.
Burst is plus 20, actually. I'm reading it here. So the burst is 5 better.
So, what does burst fire do?
What do you mean? It shoots lots of bullets down range.
It's just bonus.
That's the 10. Hit. That's the 10 ammo. How much ammo is that?
10.
10. I'm just going to shoot it with a single shot then.
Okay.
Because I get the better aim bonus if I go to shorts.
Go ahead.
It was minus 5. Just barely. Just barely got it.
Okay.
So 1d10. That goes to 4.
Okay. It's a dumb boy. Gabe.
It's a dumb boy. That's fine. Get the bike going.
Okay. You're up.
Okay.
What do you want to accelerate to?
Maximum speed?
Ludicrous speed.
I kind of want to do it while shooting with my one arm with the pistol backwards.
Sure, no problem.
Got it.
You can accelerate up to 60 meters per turn on that. Or no, I'm sorry, it's a hover cycle. You can accelerate up to 100 meters per turn on that.
Oh, wow. Okay. Can I shoot first and then accelerate?
No. Effectively, yeah.
Okay. Because I want my range band to be that.
Yep, that's fine. Okay. No problem.
Okay. Not aiming anything. So what's the distance?
15, 20.
That is short. Still in short, yeah. Alright. 98, critical failure.
Oh boy.
Were you just shooting the pistol?
Yeah, it was just the pistol.
Okay.
Let's see if they're related. His nipples on fire. No.
They don't.
Click.
God damn it. Throw it to the side. Room. 100 meters.
You just threw the gun away?
No. Threw it back into the hole.
If he threw it to the side, it would just hang on his nipple clamp.
That's also
true. How's that thing looking, by the way?
Oh, it's fine.
Through that scope.
It doesn't seem to care. It runs. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
Get on your bike! I yell.
Okay, I'm gonna have to do that now.
What are you doing, Chris? Run to the bike.
Run to the bike and start it.
Alright. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. It cannot get to you by the time you take off.
And we are definitely
just for good measure, I'm gonna put a full auto into it.
Okay, well, if you're full autoing a rifle,
that's the whole turn.
Then, it'll be you'll have to make a control roll to make sure that you don't fall off the bike.
Which is Dex.
Uh huh.
Let's do it.
God damn it. Okay. I'll make the control roll first.
He's gonna fall off and get mad.
Did you make it?
Made it.
All right.
You got
so
it. Jesus fucking Christ.
Full auto.
I was already away.
I'm gonna call this neg 30. Fine.
Seems sensible.
Because it ran up.
Well, yeah, I mean, it's
and
running.
You're also not on a stable.
You're trying to, like, get the bike going and hover go bike.
So neg 30 with full auto?
Yes.
Just short.
All right. Bullets go flying.
And I take off.
How fast?
As fast as it'll go.
All right. Hey, Josh.
What's up?
Well, are you guys going to say anything?
Yeah, we're saying we're on our way
back. We got
there's just weird been a lot of things with there's been a lot of screaming hands. And shooting and the sound of a truck and yeah.
We got some like weird xenomorph thing coming at us.
It's scythe hands.
It's
scythe hands.
It's a bug hunt.
It doesn't sounds look like a bug.
Sounds like it's a bug hunt.
So Josh, as they come tearing around the corner, you see obviously they're gaining they're gaining ground on it.
Yeah.
But you see this thing, it's like hunched over and it's loping at them on two legs, it's going at a pretty good clip.
How fast are we gaining on it?
Take the shot.
I mean, how fast are you going
to
accelerate?
After I get about 100 meters
he
away,
doesn't
from it,
outrank
I think
me,
it's pretty quick. I want to match the speed, or try to.
Okay, that's fine. Yeah, you level it down to 80. And
what range is this thing from me currently?
So, it doesn't know you're there, and it's following them. So, it's just going to keep chasing them until it hits this, until it...
So, wait till, you know, it's in your best for you.
Okay.
Don't blow me up.
Okay, I'm going to start aiming at game.
It's going to be a flat minus 10 to your shot. Plus whatever, plus minus range and shit, because it's of its speed.
Okay, so short range is minus 10, right? Alright, so I'll wait till it gets to 80 meters away, and I'm going to aim. So plus 30, minus 20,
so
plus 10.
So 80 meters on this map, you're up here.
That's actually a lot closer than you think.
That's like here.
It's literally in the blast range.
All right. I'm gonna be aiming at it, and I'm gonna take a shot at it at 100 meters.
Wait, what's the detonation? What's the trigger for those detonations? For those
remote trigger.
That'll be short.
Gabe's
clicker.
The two clackers I got.
So yeah. You guys are going to get here like two combat rounds before it. So where do you guys want to go?
I'm gonna pull it. I guess in front of the house.
I'm going to get behind my little bunker I made.
So, Chris is going to...
I feel like pointing out and reminding you that those claymores can hit out to 100 meters. So...
I
got cover.
Damn it, Josh. Why did you point that out?
Sorry, they're on my side.
So, here's a question. It is literally charging directly at us.
Yeah.
Does its speed really matter?
At least for him, because he's on its level and
it's
running straight.
It's still going to be a negative 10 because
bobbing a little.
It's bobbing and weaving. It's going at a good clip.
Okay. Aim for center mass!
I'm going towards the ship. Like, I'm hooking past the river, basically. Well, move yourself.
Okay. So, yeah, basically, when it hits my medium, because I've got the telescopic sight, so my medium is short when I'm aiming.
Uh-huh.
So, yeah, at 100 meters, I'm going to... I can aim with burst.
No.
Okay.
Nope, it's aim or burst.
Okay.
Careful aim is plus 15, burst is plus 20.
Okay.
Burst uses more ammo.
But you get into short if you aim.
More damage too.
Which is the big thing. Because that's a big drop.
Also, you can't burst fire with the, you can't burst fire with the scope.
But I can, okay.
That's a weird thing, actually. Kind of makes sense, kind of doesn't.
Yeah. 1980s.
So effectively, I'm at a plus five, effectively. Minus five, because range.
Yeah, that sounds about right.
Yeah.
Okay. No, I miss.
You missed? And there was a burst on the pulse rifle?
It was a one shot.
You can take up to three. If you're doing single fire, you can go...
You just have to roll each individual. Of those aim?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
I did not know that.
Yeah.
Bam. That hits?
Yeah, one hits.
So when I took that single shot, I should have...
No, you could have gone bop, bop, bop.
So I got one hit.
All right.
And so it's just I forgot 1d10 plus 1?
I believe so.
10.
Nice. All right. What's your initiative modifiers?
Initiative is based on
five.
I don't know.
It's half your.
No, it's dex.
It's dexterity divided by 10 roundup.
I thought it was reaction speed.
Six. You're right. It's reaction speed divided by 10 roundup.
Five.
That's why I put a single point into reaction speed.
All right. What's your reaction speeds then?
50.
50.
Roll off.
Five.
Two.
All right, Josh.
What's up?
You're gonna get. What are you going to... So, John does three shots at it.
Yes.
One of them hits at center mass, and it seems to have kind of slowed down. Like, it's not sure what's going on.
So, So it's 100 meters?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or fuck it, I don't care. So it's medium range, so it's minus 20. It's... Do I not get the other minus 10 because it's not really moving that fast anymore?
Yeah, it's slowed down now.
All right, so it's minus 20. I'm going to aim. Aim.
It's just plus 15.
So plus 15, so it's minus 5. Can I do 3 with the axon, too?
I think the axon's rate is 2.
Okay, that's fine. So I'm at a 63.
Actually, I think the pulse rifle is right maybe 4, but I'm going to look that up.
Miss 1. Oh, so close! That's an 7, so I hit it.
Not a crit.
All right.
But you hit it.
But I and 3d10. That goes up to a 4. So I 17. Deal 17 points of damage. Thanks for reading my dice.
John kind of hits it like in the chest, and it kind of like lurches a little bit, and then you hit it like probably maybe hip joint, and it falls right here.
Yeah.
Is it still moving?
It is still moving.
Oh, God. Keep shooting it.
Are we going to take one alive, or...
No.
I mean, it's an animal.
You put it down.
I walk back up to it.
I'm going
to
put it down.
Okay, shoot.
Aim.
Go for it.
What if it's intelligent?
I was about to walk up to it, but it's fine. I don't think it's going to be.
First one hits.
Okay.
I feel like blowing up a claymore in the middle of him shooting, but I'm not gonna.
That would be kind of funny.
That's a crit fail.
How bad of a crit fail?
99.
Let's see what happens.
Click.
Well, I got one shot off, because that was the third one.
Alright.
Eight
damage. Okay, it takes more damage.
Is it still...
Is it still moving?
It's twitching.
I walk up to it.
Okay.
I.
Is anyone gonna shoot while Gabe's walking up to it?
I'm gonna start walking up to it.
I'm gonna aim at it.
To hammer.
Obviously, I'm aiming with my rifle at it. Maybe that's not obvious, but I am aiming at my rifle.
Okay,
at it.
I'm swapping to hammer.
Hammer.
Thank you,
Josh. What are you gonna do?
I'm aiming at it.
Okay,
with my sniper rifle.
Chris, you're just gonna
aim.
All right, so everyone is aiming at this poor bastard who's just twitching on the ground.
Nuh-uh.
All right,
fine. You're aiming with a hammer.
I'm aiming.
All right, you guys
plus
get up
15.
To it.
It matters.
Right. Does it make a move for it? It doesn't make any moves for us.
It snarls and it like tries to kind of.
But its leg is so badly damaged.
Its leg is so fucked up it can't move. It's dropped one of its swords.
It was literally holding it.
Yes.
Why are you taking
I'm gonna need them. I thought they were claws.
Okay. Do it,
I
Colonel.
Try to
make
speak.
Make first contact.
Okay, what do you want to say?
Hello?
What's that line from Independence Day? Maybe we can coexist. Maybe there can be peace between us. Peace.
Or the Will Smith line. Wham! Welcome to Earth.
Welcome to Earth.
That's also a valid first contact.
It snarls at you.
Okay.
It's clearly active. Like, it clearly is, like, it's trying. Like, it probably is, like,
clawing,
grabbing with its claw, like, moving slowly, very slowly.
What does it
you.
Look like? Like, I understand it Bless looks you. Like this. Does it look like it could possibly have, like, a normal intelligence, or does it look, like, purely animalistic?
The way it's acting is very animalistic. But it definitely has, like, hands. Like, five-finger-digit hands.
Is there anything I would know that we could scan it with that could, like, see if it's got, like, rabies, basically, or something?
I have an Enviro kit.
I have an Enviro kit.
You'd have to get a blood sample for that.
I'd have to get a blood sample.
Alright. It's gotta be leaking
Does anyone
blood
have
or
a
not?
Needle for a rifle?
Huh?
Hammer on.
Okay.
Hammer down.
Boom! Here's your blood sample.
You kill it.
Yeah, you kill it. That's good. Alright.
You get sprayed, Gabe.
Well, I was hoping for some information, but it probably didn't have any anyway.
I don't think he was going to talk, sir.
We
would have had to resort to torture.
Which I would have been happy to do.
Wow.
I mean, I tried.
But Gabe, what about the Space Geneva Conventions?
There is no Space Geneva Conventions with a Sassar.
Alright, what do we do?
Get a blood sample.
Hmm?
Get a blood sample.
Okay.
What the fuck was that thing? Was it even Sathar-ish?
Let's get the blood sample.
So, it's...
I walk up to the corpse.
The same...
Then I take a blood sample.
Sort of animal that...
I have already taken a blood sample.
I know.
The same sort of animal that was
I take
in that
my own
hive.
Sample.
Fair enough.
It was the same sort of animal.
Two sets of
eyes. Exactly the same.
Mm-hmm.
Holy fuck. The Sathar are growing something, and it's fucking murdering them.
You know... It occurs to me.
We should just leave and
this
let it happen.
This might not be the Sathar, considering it's killing the Sathar.
It's got Sathar DNA traced into it.
But
we've
what
discuss-
if it's from the
already.
Stargate? Sathar don't have hands.
Neg.
They got little, like, palps.
But you said the DNA has, like, relation to Sathar, doesn't it?
It has trace amounts of Sathar DNA.
Does it have trace amounts of human?
I think it's something they grew.
There are a lot of its genome you don't understand.
Okay.
So looking at the DNA bits.
The bits.
I
mean, thanks to John, there are now lots of bits.
Yes. Looking at the DNA from my environmental kit, is it only saying Sathar, or does it detect other known species?
It doesn't detect any other known species. But it definitely detects...
Sathar.
What about unknown species? How many of those are there?
Okay. Several.
So, but it is able to isolate several different distinct genome patterns?
Yes.
Okay. Is there one that's more prominent than the others?
Sure.
It doesn't make any difference, though, to this investigation.
All right. I gather my minds.
Gather your minds. Let's go get the rig.
Okay. The rig?
The truck.
Oh, yeah, there's a truck, isn't there?
Yeah. That's where they got attacked.
Oh, yeah, that one.
There's probably more of those things there.
Maybe we should go as a group.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm going to go grab my other hammer.
You got it.
I got all my explosives.
Those might actually be pretty useful.
Yeah, his explosives, maybe.
No, I meant the hammers.
Oh, I mean, that was a given.
All right.
Everyone, gather up your bikes. I have an idea.
Okay. We gather up our bikes.
I mount a claymore to the front of each of them.
Okay, not, well...
I like this idea.
Okay, this is
fine. I mean, claymores are directional, so it works.
I guess that works.
I'm just wondering how deaf
this is a last resort.
Sure.
I'm just wondering how deaf we're going to be because of it.
We don't have ears.
Yeah.
We still have ear drums of some kind, don't we? How do we hear? Through our skin?
Yeah.
Everything is through our skin. The same way we
taste and smell. No. We actually taste smells. I am betting it's... We effectively... All of our sense organs are our skin.
That seems reasonable. Except for sight, because it specifically says in the book that you guys have nerve clusters for eyes.
Yeah, I would imagine in the same way we, like, smell and shit, we can feel the vibrations in the air and... Well,
because Jason and I were looking at
that. Yeah, same way you smell, same way you should.
Jason and I were looking at it, and
through the whole body.
We actually don't smell, we taste everything.
I mean, recommend we fly in a line.
Right.
But we have claymores mounted.
Exactly. Don't be in front of each other.
Oh.
Horizontal.
Horizontal.
Horizontal. I was thinking vertical.
I was thinking the same thing.
Same.
I'm like, oh, Josh trying to murder the party.
I'm going
to
be in the back.
Fly in a line.
Got it. Sounds good. We're going
to... For safety's sake, I'm going to hold on to all the clackers.
We're going to clean up here, get our gear, go out to the truck, all as a unit, flying in a line.
Yep.
Okay. Is there any particular things that you want to take or leave or investigate before we leave this map?
Fuck those plastic tools. They can stay.
I want us to look at, like, the bodies that we found in the room. Okay. Is there any nice loot on them?
Did any of them have any credits? Oh, you already said it. Okay.
Is there any nice loot?
Do they have any drugs?
So the bodies up top where the thing was, or the bodies on the bottom where they got shredded by Josh's bomb?
The shredded ones, and then the top ones.
Okay, give me a intuition roll.
That one's a no.
Okay. The bodies are really, really,
gooey.
Mangled.
They were like that when we found them.
Literally,
we are not reporting this.
You find a couple of ID cards.
Mm-hmm.
They have, you know, basically names. You're able to kind of find which body goes to which ID card.
I'm just gonna cut the ID cards and keep them with me.
Okay, sounds good. Yeah, you find like three or four of them. Okay. They're like they appear to be all on the ground floor. They appear to be all, like, either researchers or specifically geneticists.
Oh. I don't like that. On the top floor?
The individuals on the top floor, give me another intuition roll.
This
group
does
not know, because I remember in the last campaign we discovered that they did experiment on Sapphire.
Mm-hmm.
We don't know that.
Probably not.
They probably would not put that in the dossier.
That is not something that is not something that the UPF would have told its
anybody.
Soldiers.
Okay.
A bunch of trigger-happy Drolocytes?
Not need to know.
Okay, fair enough.
The
individuals upstairs are mercs. Sorry, not mercenaries. They are
political
Star Law Rangers.
Star Law.
Okay. Do they have identification?
They have
studies.
I take the identification.
Okay.
I'm just keeping everybody's identification so we can have a running tally.
I took a course in Star Law.
Who's alive?
So you're grabbing cog tags. Got it.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
All right. Clear the truck. Are we able to get it?
Yeah, you're able to drive up to the truck. No problem. It's basically just sitting there exactly where it was.
Clear the bodies out.
Okay. Where do you dump them?
Good question. Where should we dump these?
I have an idea.
Okay. The ditch.
Put them in the ditch?
I just threw it at my feet. Here.
All right. I'm going to take them. I'm actually going to...
Let them bury their own dead.
They're
already dead.
About 10 feet into the cornfield.
I mean,
okay.
Wheat field. We could burn them.
Yeah, I'll toss them that way, too. No.
The wheat field? No, that's...
No, that's the bodies.
What about the bodies?
Burn them. The bodies decay.
Why would we burn them?
So as far as I'm aware, we don't. There's no.
They can't do that.
Contagion risk. Sure? With
the I don't know. I want to leave nothing but ash. You know.
They might be with this other stuff, but
no,
it'll be hard to fix ash.
And ingesting Sathar DNA is how they control you.
Yeah, there definitely seems to be.
So we're not going to eat them.
And there is one dead one of these things.
Yeah, I remember that.
I want to take a sample of that one's DNA. It's the same as the other one.
It is identical.
Oh. Mm-hmm. Oh.
Down to the last
hive mind
bit.
Right. Mm-hmm. Yep. Holy fuck.
It's all right, let's look
a lot like
let's it's wash like out the truck.
Zerg, but handsier.
Legitimately sure. Like a handsier Zerg.
All right, let's sure. Wash out the back of this truck.
With what?
There's gotta be something here.
Cloth?
Fire?
So you're gonna drive it back here?
No.
Why not?
That's not the job.
I mean, sure, but don't we want to wash this back out in the back?
No.
It's fine.
Nah, I don't really care.
Okay, we'll just drive it up.
So who? Wait, so who's gonna drive it?
And what are we gonna do when we get there?
Well, that's stuff we can figure out next time.
All right.
Infringed of this.
I guess that means we're
stuck. Find out next time.
I'm really tired.
That's fair. Yeah, it is good. Thanks for listening, everybody, and we'll see you guys next time.
Bye. Bye.